Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Light Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, committed to high performance and productivity. See, this is episode 111, entitled Separation Season, based on a conversation that I actually just had with my dad that was very, very eye-opening, and man, it was just powerful. So let's kick things off with a quote by Franklin D. Roosevelt, where he stated, "There are many ways of going forward, but only one way of standing still," which to me says that each of us has to figure out what growth and elevation really looks like in our lives. But none of our lives are actually devoid or without growth. So the opportunity is always just out of reach until we're willing to stretch and or be stretched in the direction of our goals, of our growth, or whatever it is that we're seeking. So again, there are many ways of going forward, but only one way of standing still. And let me also add this. At the same time, standing still, it almost always looks the same. It looks stagnant. It looks limited. It looks boxed in. It looks closed-minded, short-sighted, and still, right? Still broke, still tired, still struggling, still stressed, and ultimately unchanged, even if that still wasn't working. With that said, I'm just grateful for this community, for this growth-focused community that commits to doing the deep work on the good days and the bad days alike, because I know that we are not a community that stands still very often. Now, on to story time. See, my dad lives in Texas, where I'm originally from, Fort Worth to be exact, and I'm living in Southern California these days, so we love the opportunity to connect as a young father and a seasoned elder and father and grandfather, right? But also as fathers, husbands, and men, as people that are growth-focused in general. So during this conversation, I asked him to reflect on where he was at my age and how he overcame his version of today's struggles, right? Or whatever the equivalent was. But also how today's adversities affect him at his current age. But the conversation took a little bit of a shift, and I'll focus on one specific aspect, because what he shared with me was, like I said, eye-opening, and it was insightful, and it was something that he had never said before. He said that at my age, he started his separation season, where he could finally look around and see that the drinkers would be drinking, the complainers would stay complaining, the haters would find a reason to hate, the miserable would still love company, the lazy would find a reason to be lazy, but the thinkers, the more thoughtful people, kept thinking about new ways to solve new problems. And guess what? They found those solutions to those problems because they were thinking about them, because they were intentional about reviewing them and about discussing them and putting themselves into an environment that really pushed and prioritized their growth and the development of their decisions. So, to keep things straightforward, I've numbered out my takeaways from this conversation, more specifically as to how he navigated that. And I hope that you can find the benefit and the value just as I have. So, the importance of isolation enough to find your direction was the first thing that I took away from this conversation. Right? Isolation enough to say that I am not making my decisions solely based on the hive mind of the pack. Instead, I'm taking a step back from the pack and from the community to ask myself if the direction that we're all headed in is a direction that's a very high reflection of where I desire to be. That was something that I took from the back and forth that he and I had, because whenever I was so committed to the group and to the crew and to the community, I wasn't always able or efficient and effective at thinking like the individual and asking myself if maybe I was in the right group, but in the wrong role within that group, right? Think about that. So with my dad, I broke down these five things in regards to the importance of isolation enough to find your direction. And first and foremost was feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable by being isolated or in solitude or separated or to some degree on your own, right? Sometimes I think that we surround ourselves with individuals just to feed the need for validation, or we turn to, you know, these other sources to feed the need for validation, but that also can limit and shorten our ability to really identify and bullseye and pinpoint what our true desires are and where our desires are coming from. So there's a process to feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable, and understanding that this is a part of your growth. This is being stretched, right? But being stretched towards your goals, as long as you're intentional about that which you desire to reach. And number two is standing up to your lower self on behalf of your higher self. Because the lower self is always loudest. The lower self is always pushing the immediate gratification. The lower self is always in your ear and telling you to go off on someone, right? Telling you to be petty, telling you to snap at them, telling you that you are the highest form of being in the world and everything should revolve around you. But if you're listening to this, then I know that you know that that is not true. But we have to stand up, ironically, to our lower selves to benefit our higher selves. And just to make it practical, one simple way of looking at this is saying that instead of watching the show or scrolling on the social media, opening up the book that your higher self really needs to develop and reach that next level, but that your lower self would look at and say, man, that book is too thick. It's too many pages. But the truth is, if you start today and read 10 pages today and every day moving forward, then you'll be done at a much quicker pace than you would ever have been had you just looked at the book and said, that book's too thick. So stand up to your lower self, right, for your higher self, and practice some delayed gratification. That's number two. Number three is what I'm experiencing right now, which is the dopamine detox. Now, my dad and I, as we were talking about it, he meant really in the ways of his time. But in today's day and age, it's social media primarily. It's the willingness to abstain from that need for validation, or from being in a space where the validation will just be thrown at you left, right, front, and back. It's like knowing you have a gambling problem and saying, okay, I'm not going to go to Vegas. I will not step in the casino. I will not watch sports, right? Right now, what I'm doing is I'm taking 30 days away from social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, so that I can really refresh myself, my mindset, my dopamine, and so I can adjust it to a more natural level. That way, I can apply my energy, my eyes, my thoughts, my mind, my body, my spirit to things that will build me instead of things that could potentially tear me down. And we're all guilty of it to some degree. We all get our dopamine hits from different areas, but if we can remove or at least practice moderation with the areas where we know that we're not getting a return on our investment, then what might that next level look like? What might tomorrow look like? What might your income look like? What might your waistline look like? What might your relationship, your parenting, your job, what might those things look like if we were able to detox or have a dopamine detox from social media or wherever you get your dopamine hits? Forgive me, I'm struggling to speak today, but I hope that the message is coming through loud and clear. Again, feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable, really struggling here, standing up to our lower selves for our higher selves, practicing a dopamine detox. And number four is getting to know yourself well enough to develop yourself. Because any good coach will learn the person that they're coaching enough to know their weaknesses and their strengths, but also their drivers. And it's important to know the weaknesses and the strengths, but also the drivers, because the weaknesses need to be strengthened, right? The strengths need to be focused on and identified, but the drivers have to be highlighted and referred to as fuel to strengthen those weaknesses and to highlight and to really laser focus those strengths. And if you don't know yourself, then you can't grow yourself, point blank period. If you aren't self-aware enough to self-assess and to say, hey, this is working, but these things, not so much, then it will be a struggle to grow to that next level and to really embrace and adapt within your separation season. So I ask you, what habits are keeping you from your goals? And what could they be replaced with as you get to know yourself enough and better enough, right? Well enough to develop yourself. And number five, let's wrap this up with number five, and that is tuning out the interference. Tuning out the interference, man. That has been a struggle of every young person that I know, especially whenever we are hyper-connected, whenever the hive mind is at an all-time high, whenever every time we log into a social media or really just open our phones, the alerts are jumping out at us and the interference is at an all-time high. It's so loud. It's deafening. And when we experience this interference, in many cases, we take the bait. I mean, I can at least speak for myself and say, in many cases, I've taken the bait and I found myself hours later down this rabbit hole that didn't actually do anything for what I am working to become. And it's almost like, it's like going out, everything's a food reference for me. It's like going out to eat and getting this meal that looks stacked. It looks amazing. It looks so delicious. And maybe even the smell is there, but it has no nutritional value. So you eat it and you have, you know, the temporary dopamine hit, going back to that. And the flavors were decent and it's cool. But then in the next hour, hour and a half, you find yourself feeling hungry all over again, or bloated, even worse. Or you start to notice that the waistline is expanding instead of contracting, right? You start to notice that this interference that you took the bait of didn't actually put you into the position that you wanted to be in. It didn't actually help you grow. And beyond those 5 points, I just want to highlight this, because I had a realization during this conversation with my dad. And, you know, we don't know how long we'll have our elders. That's the truth. And I'm so grateful to have my parents. And I love them. They're amazing people in their own unique ways. And with my dad, as we were talking, what I realized is that the only time that I've regretted in my life is the time that I've spent with people and in environments where I could not grow. Again, the only time that I've ever regretted, and I don't live with many regrets to begin with, but the only time that I could even almost regret or question, or I could, you know, I would say that I would adapt if I could, are in those moments where I knew that I couldn't grow with those people in that place during that season. And so in those times, what did I do? My response was to separate myself and to then strike out on my own path. So I hope that as you hear this, as you listen back to this episode, that you take some notes. And just in case you didn't, I'll recap. Those five things, those five tips to your separation season and navigating it at a high level are feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable, standing up to our lower selves for and on behalf of our higher selves, dopamine detoxing from whatever it is that gives you the majority of your dopamine hits, getting to know yourself well enough to develop yourself, and then tuning out the interference, because the interference is loud. And sometimes we got to put our phones down and really just look at the world around us and ask ourselves, are we where we desire to be? And if not, then it sounds like it's time to choose growth, to get clocked in, and to focus our energy forward. So lastly, I'd like to wrap up with a quote that I read that I feel like applies here, and I hope that you can take this with you and run with it. That quote is by Alexander Graham bell and it says, concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. So, focus. As always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But you too must believe. And you must act on your own behalf to step into your separation season so that 6 months from now, maybe even 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the time frame may be for you, from now, you can look back on this time and say, wow, that summer 2022, I did what I said I was going to do for myself. I honored myself and I leaned in and I became the greatest version of myself and I sustained the greatest version of myself. And if I don't stop right now, then I'll go into a whole nother podcast. So again, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I know you'll do amazing things. As always, choose growth. Stay clocked in. And it's Corey.